The demand for vacation rentals is exploding as people get their summer started. But the rules around a vote Tuesday to undo local zoning rules for vacation rentals in the state legislature has brought renewed attention to one very contentious issue in northern Michigan. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner reports.
In destination communities, the wants of vacationers and residents are often at odds. No area is that more apparent than conversations about short-term rentals. Today, the Michigan House and Senate are voting on similar bills that would deregulate vacation rentals, making it possible for units to be rented anywhere in the state. The bills have support from legislators who represent tourist destinations, from John Roth, a Republican in Grand Traverse County, to Democrat Sarah Cambenzi in the UP. John Roth says he wanted to co-sponsor the bill because he's heard from friends and constituents who say they've been blocked by local communities from taking on vacation rentals.
I just see some places where they just say, no, we don't want them, and you're not going to do it. And I think that's a violation of your property rights.
Many people rely on renting their second home during summer weekends to help support the costs of maintaining the property. Often, they're driven to it because home prices have become so expensive, especially since COVID.
If somebody's been working hard all their life in a middle-class lifestyle, and they finally have enough money to maybe purchase that home up north where they plan to retire, to say that to them that you shouldn't be buying this other home really kind of upset me. I thought that was elitist, and I know we have issues with housing, but it shouldn't just be for someone with a lot of money to be able to buy a second home.
But some say communities accommodating short-term rentals adds more problems. The city planner for Petoskey says the entire city council is opposed to the proposed legislation. In 2014, they restricted short-term rentals to business districts after a surge of investors purchased properties for daily and weekly rentals. Officials were dismayed as rental units that once housed locals were converted to units for visitors and housing prices inflated. Yarrow Brown is the executive director of Housing North, a nonprofit in northwest Lower Michigan. She says there's no doubt the increase in vacation rentals is exacerbating the region's housing crisis.
Every short-term rental that's created, that's one less year-round rental in many people's minds.
But Brown isn't anti-Airbnb. She says the region needs to find a balance between making room for visitors who support local economies and maintaining the quality of life and availability of housing for residents.
We really want to encourage our local units of government to adjust their zoning that would allow maybe for more housing units, such as accessory dwelling units or things that would offset the increase in short-term rentals.
That's why Brown says it's important for locals to maintain control.
Just to have a good idea in general, how much year-round rental stock is there, and then how much, you know, could you allow for Airbnb? And really just looking at those numbers and then asking the community what they feel.
But short-term rental companies say left in the hands of locals, regulations will be excessive. Paul Resco has run a couple vacation rentals in Elk Rapids for over 25 years, a few 1 to 4 bedroom units near the downtown area. He says local leaders have constricted where short-term rentals are allowed based on fears of drunken partying or other unpleasant disturbances that haven't happened.
Those in opposition, what I think they fear, you know, they talk about sound, they talk about any other type of disruptions. I mean, we have ordinances already in place to cover those things.
He says he's never heard a complaint about one of his renters, most of whom are families.
Probably 80% of the people I've had for many, 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 many years. They know the drill, and it's easy.
Resco says he's just filling the need. There aren't that many hotels nearby, and people want to visit with family and friends who live in Elk Rapids.
A lot of the people who come, they take the same week year after year. They've gotten to know people in the community. They befriended people.
He says his units are rarely vacant, even in the off-season. Often he's given people needing transitional housing a place for cheap, including a school teacher who relocated to the area and a family who lost their home in a fire. Like many, Rusko's a transplant to northern Michigan. He visited 2 decades ago and fell in love with the beautiful hues of Lake Michigan's water. He decided right then to make it his home. I'm Taylor Wisner.